a little boy sitting in his room on a stool, and he has, in front of him, he has a jar with a frog in it, and it's nighttime. And then this little dog comes in, and he's like looking inside the frog bowl, and he's staring at them. Now the little boy went to sleep on his bed, and he's like, he was snoring, and his little dog is sleeping with him at the edge of the bed. Then you see the frog is like trying to get out of the jar, with like one leg out and one leg in. Then it's morning, and the little boy wakes up, and his dog is staring at him, and the little boy is staring at the jar that is empty. So he's wondering where his frog went. So then he puts on his clothes, and he begins to look around his room, and he's looking in his boots on the floor, and his dog has his head stuck in the jar trying to sniff it. Then the little boy goes out, and he opens the window, and he starts calling for the frog, and the little dog is by his side with the jar stuck to his head. And the little dog, like, he falls out of a window with the jar facing down, and the little boy is looking at him. So then the jar breaks from the dog's head, and the little boy goes outside to get him, and the dog licks him on the face. The little boy, like, he goes out, looks like a park or in a barn, and he's calling for the frog, and the wind is blowing, and the little dog is there staring at the bees, and he keeps calling for his frog. Then he comes to a hole in the ground, and he looks inside the hole, and he's calling for his frog, while the little dog is barking at the beehive full of bees. He's like happy and looking and bothering with the hive. Then out of the hole pops out like a hamster or a squirrel pops out of the hole, and the little boy is like covering his face, and the dog is still bugging with the beehive, and he's getting on top of the tree. Then the beehive falls, and the bees come out of the beehive, and the dog is scared, while a little boy sits up on a tree looking inside a hole in the tree trunk for his frog. Then while the bees are chasing his little dog, an owl pops out of the hole, and the little boy falls on his back to the ground. The owl flies off, and the little boy, he's like hiding behind a rock with his foot on top of it. Then he climbs the rock to see if he can find his frog, and he's still calling for his frog. Then a moose pops up, and a little boy is on the moose's head, and the moose has his head up, and he's like upside down. Then the moose runs off with the little boy still on his head between his antlers, and a little dog is right in front of the moose. Then they come to some sort of cliff, and under it there's like a pond, and the moose jumps, and he lets go of the little boy, and he falls into the water, and the dog is flipping, and he's falling into. Then the little boy falls with his dog into the pond, and there's a lily pad next to them. Then he gets up, and he's smiling with his dog on top of his head, and there's a hole in the log, and he's sort of waving at it. Then the little boy hears something, so he gets up and goes to see inside the log, and he's telling his dog to like be quiet. He's assuring him. Then the little boy gets on top of the log, and he goes over it, and the little dog goes with him, and he's looking over to the other side. Then the little boy sees a frog with this other frog. It's probably a girl, and he's like there smiling at them, both of them together sitting on the ground, and the little dog is staring at them like with wonder and awe. Then the little boy sits correctly on top of the log, and then he sees little baby frogs, with other little frogs coming, jumping toward the other two adult frogs, and the little dog is like staring at them, waving, like wagging his ears. So the little boy takes one of the frogs, he waves goodbye to the rest of the frogs, and he gets out of the pond.